The 2026 Decoding Aggression and Reactivity Summit, created by my friend Ness Jones, launches April the 19th and 20th. She's brought together more than 10 professionals from around the world, myself included, to help you understand what's really going on underneath aggression and reactivity, and how to support your dog in a way that actually creates change. You'll get access to over 12 hours of education, real-world application, and conversations that go far beyond surface-level training advice. Plus, you receive a workbook and a gift from each of the speakers. For $47, you can't find that anywhere. Check the link in the show notes or go to dogspeak101.com to our event page to find our special link. What up, Dogs for Geeks? Hope you're having a wonderful week so far, and I hope you're enjoying any good weather you may have, because one minute we have sun and steam, and the next minute we have rain and thunderstorms. Welcome to Tennessee. Oh boy, but here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about leash walking and enrichment and other wonderful, fun ways to keep your dog mentally stimulated and satisfied. Couple announcements before we get started. We have our online on-demand courses. You have our Path of Least Resistance. If you want to learn how to create that for you and your dog's relationship, we have our Understanding Dog Communication, which is one of our most popular seminars and one that I have been teaching for a couple of decades now. But it's got a ton full of videos that you can watch with dogs using calming signals to avoid conflict. We also have our Prepared Puppy Program. So if you have a new puppy, this is a great way to get started. If you don't even have a puppy yet, it's also a great way to get started. And guys, it's so affordable. The Puppy Prepared Program is only $125. Literally, you can't even get a session with someone with our caliber of experience for that price anywhere. So we also have, let's see, what else do we have on there? We also have our enrichment over obedience, but we're going to talk about that a little bit today. And we do want to let you guys know, if you're local to Middle Tennessee, we are going to be offering, starting in July, we've mentioned this a couple of times, but I want to mention it again. If you are local and you are a current client, we are offering Do It For You services. And what we're doing here is we are going to bring enrichment to your dog, confidence building to your dog, through ACE-free work, through sniffing activities, through sniff spot, off-leash adventures. We are going to be doing things for your dog, and we're not talking about taking your dog for a walk or just letting your dog out for a potty break. Nope. We are going to be giving your dog that enrichment that your dog so desperately needs. And I want to talk today about that particular really subject of enrichment and quality enrichment and making sure that we are meeting our dog's needs. So if you're interested in that and you're local, please let us know. You can send us an email, and in the subject line, just put unleashed and we will add you to the list. There will be limited spots available. We're only offering it 2 days a week, and we're only offering it in certain areas until we start to build this up. But we're going to talk about what that's going to look like in today's podcast, because there are things that you guys can absolutely do as well with your dogs at home. Let's talk about leash walking first. I know leash walking is a big, big subject. Here's the thing. Back in the day, people thought you had to walk your dog 3, 4, 5 miles a day, an hour, 2 hours a day, whatever. And all of a sudden, we have these treadmills that are being used, and we're running these dogs to death, and they're supposed to be good. Guys, that's not healthy for your dog, and it's not what's going to help your dog be better or feel better. Are there dogs that need to run? Absolutely. But there are very few that need it the way that this was being promoted back in the day. Leash walking shouldn't be about exercise unless that's the only way your dog can get exercise. If that's the only way your dog can get exercise, then your leash walking needs to be at a good speed so it gets the heart rate up and it keeps the heart rate up. So you're going to need to be a speed walker. If you're not doing it for exercise, then you need to slow your ass down and you need to give your dog enrichment through sniffing. Now, when we're doing leash walking, it's not just enrichment through sniffing. You're also teaching the dog how to deal with the environment. We tend to think leash walking only is the leash, the collar, the human, the dog, and the sniffs, which we tend to put all into one category of distractions. And truly, your dog is dealing with so much more. Your dog is dealing with the fact that they now are being held in a way that if something threatening comes out after them, they may struggle with being able to protect themselves. So that leash may create a little anxiety in your dog if they don't feel like they can protect themselves or if they don't feel like you can protect them. And that's going to depend on your relationship. But they're also dealing with the amount of traffic that we find, even in the most quiet neighborhoods. The amount of traffic is ridiculous, all because we have delivery of this, delivery of that. We have, pickup of trash, pickup of recycle. There's just so much happening. People are working from home, and sometimes they have people come by their house because it's an office. There are so many things to deal with on a walk that it's hard to create the feeling of satisfaction through sniffaries when there's that much to deal with. So it's like trying to go for a massage, but you're getting a massage in the middle of the mall. The massage itself is nice, but the environment is not very relaxing. So you're not going to get the full benefit of that massage because you're getting it in the middle of the mall. So with our leash walking with our dogs, yes, let's take them out and let's give them sniffaries, but let's be smart about it. Let's try to do it in places that are less distracting for your dog. And I'm not talking about less distracting so your dog will behave better. I'm talking about less distracting so your dog's brain isn't having to be overworked while doing something that's supposed to be enriching and calming and stress reducing. Sniffing is stress reducing. But if your stress is at 10 and sniffing is only 2 for stress reduction, then you're still at an 8. So let's find a place that we can go to where the dog doesn't have so many things distracting. Let's find a place for your dog to run off leash. There are sniff spots everywhere. You can literally rent someone's half an acre yard for $10 for an hour. So the excuse of living in an apartment or I don't have a yard, that is no longer valid. There are ways to do it. Get on the app and find a place near you. Take your dog somewhere where they don't have to be on a leash and they can still get that sniffing in. They can still get, some running and play and exercise, but it's in a way that's less distracting so that they're really getting the feel of that enrichment. Okay, so the other is making sure that with our leash walks, that we do have a plan in place to keep our dog safe in case a dog, off-leash dog comes running up. What are we going to do? That is not the time to think about what you're going to do is when it's happening. That's not when we do it. You need to think about beforehand. My favorite is taking a handful of treats and throwing it at the dog that's running towards you. The other is knowing my dog. If I know that my dog can kind of protect themselves, I'm going to actually be less constrictive with the leash. Sometimes I might even drop the leash because I want my dog to have the potential to protect themselves while I assess the situation and possibly help him out by getting the other dog away. But I can't get the other dog away if I'm holding my dog on a tight leash. That's just going to cause your dog more panic and more freak out. Your dog has the ability to handle a dog running towards you, but you've got to learn to be in control and calm and allow your dog the ability to handle that by relaxing a little bit more on that leash. You can also put in some really good commands, an about turn. We like our U-turns. It's an emergency U-turn, and we're going to go in the other direction immediately. All right, so there are a couple of things that we can do there, and we've done an episode or two on this, But I wanted to bring that up again here. You need to be thinking about these things. And think about, well, if I get to this area and it's this busy, where can I go instead? And sometimes it's really good to get in the car and drive your dog somewhere to start some enrichment. Because for some dogs, riding in the car is very distracting and it doesn't help set them up for a good enriching experience. If I have a border collie and I want to take them out to play ball in an open field, but I have to walk them there, that whole walk is going to wear them out. Driving is going to wear them out to where every car that passes, they're going to be focused on it. So how do I combat that? Well, let's find the closest place, least amount of traffic, and let's put our dog in a crate that's covered so they can't see the cars, bicycles, and other dogs going by. That way, when they're at the open field where we can play ball, they're in the right mindset. And what I'm trying to do is actually going to get through and help calm them and make them feel fulfilled and, you know, satisfied. We have to think about everything. You know, if I'm taking my dog to go play with other dogs, the first thing I'm going to do is make sure I have a plan. Where am I going? What time am I going to go? What's the path I'm going to take? Does the dog need to ride in the crate so it's not worked up by the time it gets there? Because if I let the dog bark at everything driving by, or not even bark, just looking at everything driving by, that dog may be absolutely exhausted by the time it even gets to play with other dogs. And at that point, its fuse is so short that it's getting itself in trouble. So when we're thinking about the activity, we have to think about what we're doing prior to that activity and how we're going to come down from that activity. Daycare. Time your dog rides to the daycare, they can already be worked up. And certainly, by the end of daycare, if your dog's not getting naps throughout the day, your dog is going to be exhausted. And exhaustion is not healthy. Exhaustion is not what we're going for. What we want is a tiredness, but a tiredness from being satisfied and fulfilled, right? A healthy tiredness. You know, when you lay down at night, there's some days you lay down, you're like, man, this was a good day. I just feel so fulfilled and satisfied. And then you lay down at night going, my God, that day was so, it couldn't come to an end fast enough. I'm exhausted and I'm grumpy and I'm irritable and I'm achy. Daycare, full day daycare without naps is not appropriate for your dog. And it's not going to help your dog be a better dog. It is going to a lot of times create bad behavior because your dog doesn't know how to deal with the exhaustion. Because after they're exhausted from daycare, they come home and now the household is loud and obnoxious because, well, you haven't been there all day and you've got things to do. The kids are playing ball. Kids are running in and out. We wonder why our dog is so damn grumpy. Look, that old saying, a tired dog is a good dog, that's bullshit. All right? You don't have to be tired to be good. And not all tired dogs are good. Not all tired dogs are bad. But we can't be saying, oh, if we just tire them out, then they'll be good. We need to make sure that we meet those needs that they have to help with that satisfaction so they can relax. Your adult dog is still going to need 11 to 14 hours of quality sleep a day. And if they're not getting that, they're not going to be prepared to take in and use the type of enrichment or, you know, the fun that we want to give them. They're not going to be able to take it in and use it in their system. It's going to kind of get flushed out because of the exhaustion. So what we want to make sure we do is find ways to meet our dogs' genetic needs through enrichment, through satisfaction, okay? Your dog does not need to play with dogs for 3 and 4 hours. Typically, if you watch dogs play, they'll play for about 20 to 30 minute burst, and then they rest, or they sniff. They do other things together. If the daycare your dog is attending is not allowing dogs to have rest when they need it, then don't go, right? If I see a dog that plays hard for 20, 25 minutes and then is having a hard time settling down somewhere, I'm going to need to put that dog in a crate, in a run, somewhere where the dog needs a 30-minute nap, and then it can come back out and play some more. And if, you know, you can request that they do this with your dog. Say, hey, you know what? Can you please put my dog down for a nap? Every 45 minutes, can you put my dog down for an hour nap throughout the day? And your dog will come home better for it. They won't be as exhausted. And they'll be a little bit more satisfied if their play was good and if they got a good nap. Not a nap in the room where there are other dogs barking. So what do you do if we have, you know, you're saying, hey, Nikki, look, I have to do daycare because I work all day and I feel bad with my dog, you know, being home all day. And, you know, so daycare really works for me. Well, here, I've got answers for you if you're local. And if you're not local, maybe you can find someone in your area. Finding someone to come in and give your dog enrichment in their own home, or taking them on a field trip to do an unleashed adventure in a secure area, is a great way to meet your dog's needs. At the same time, helping develop good behavior and eliminating bad behavior without even training. So what we're offering, and this is, again, something that if you work from home, there is no reason you can't do this yourself. But if you're just too busy and you want to pay somebody to do it, it's great to do. But having someone come into the home and just do something with your dog there for an hour. So we are starting to offer a program where we're going to come in and we're going to create a program specifically for your dog based on their genetic needs, their likes, and the needs of the owner. But the needs of the owner is going to take a back seat to the needs of the dog. So we're looking at doing things like enrichment, different enrichment activities. Maybe it is sniffing. Maybe it's a nose work game. We start teaching the dog how to use their nose to find particular scents. We set up some free work so the dog learns to just be confident in moving through obstacles to find treats and food. Maybe it's an older dog that just needs to get out and do movement, but not big exercise, but yet they can still be involved in some enrichment activities. Maybe it's we teach some dissection games, or we take the dog and do some off-leash sniffing at a sniff spot somewhere, right? Maybe we just go and sit and have a latte together because your dog just enjoys being out watching the world. And these are all things that will improve your dog's behavior without quote unquote training. And it's helping because it's satisfying your dog's needs in a way that's not stressful, that's done by a professional who understands what the environment is and how it can affect the enjoyment of your dog's enrichment activity. It allows for us to teach the dog to keep their nervous system in check. Again, not with training, but just with meeting needs, exposure, and building that confidence up and teaching that resilience through enrichment and through adventures. So I think that we need to focus more. And that's why the course that we have of enrichment over obedience, I think, is so important. If we focus more on enrichment, we won't have to think so much about obedience, right? Your dog wants to be with you. Your dog wants to hang out with you. Doesn't mean that there's not something that's more distracting or more rewarding than you in that environment. But overall, your dog doesn't really want to run away from you. If you have a good relationship, if you meet the needs, most dogs are going to run away from home because they're bored. Maybe they don't feel safe. Maybe there's no secure attachment there. But a lot of times they're bored. That's why you see them come home. They're bored. You know, they're tired of the same old in the backyard. They're tired of that same old walk around the same block. They want some different things to do. And it doesn't take much. So what we're doing is we're putting together things like a little baby pool with little plastic balls that we can bring in, little collapsible tunnels. We have snuffle mats. We have items to set up for free work, which allows the dog free movement. This also allows us to see if the dog has any pain or issues with their physical body just by watching how they move. Right? It allows us to get some older dogs out and get that movement happening. When the body moves, the brain can move. And when the body moves, the brain can then start to adjust and heal itself. So we have to move. But the movement can't be just movement. It needs to be purposeful movement. It's like when I used to do massage with dogs, I always said it was purposeful petting. It was looking at somewhere on the dog's body and saying, this is what needs to happen here, and I'm going to just focus here in this area, and I'm going to do it in a certain way so that it's beneficial to the dog, whether it's beneficial for the nervous system or beneficial for the muscle or just the joints, right? It was all based on that dog, but it was about that movement, right? Moving to release what needs to happen for the brain to function. So these are things that we need to focus more upon instead of, hey, what next obedience class can I take? Not to say those aren't bad. Those are great. But if we're only focused on obedience, we're missing out the most important aspect, which is really, truly just having some really quality time with your dog doing things you both enjoy. Sometimes that means having someone else give your dog what they need in order for you both to get what you need. It's kind of like saying, all right, you've worked all day. Now you're going to go to the gym because you need to do that for yourself so that you can be present for your dog. Well, we'll come in and give your dog the enrichment, the sniffing, the things it needs so it can be present with you, and then you guys can be present together. So what are ways that you can give enrichment to your dog throughout the day? Boxes filled with recyclables and treats or food tossed in. Toys hidden with treats in them. Snuffle mats. Frozen stuffed topples. I'm not a big fan of puzzle toys. I don't think dogs are as thrilled with them as we think they are. I think that it creates too much frustration. Also, I don't think it creates a lot of real enrichment. I think other ways of foraging and scavenging can do it. And the puzzle to me is just, they're just not my favorite. I think we can set up things ourselves. Creating a kind of a enrichment box for your dog to have free access to at certain times of the day. So when I put cardboard boxes in a certain spot, that's free access to Willow, and she can get it anytime during that day to tear up and destroy. And that's part of her enrichment. Again, we have to make sure dogs are not eating things and swallowing things that they shouldn't be. We have to have common sense with it. But there's just a lot of things we can do. And we want to do that for you guys. And if you're not local, find someone that can do that, or just take that hour out of your day and set something up for your dog, right? Or maybe it's 30 minutes. But you've got to make sure we're meeting your dog's needs in order to have that relationship be as solidified as you want it to be. And I think that's part of that path of least resistance, ensuring that you're getting your needs met, your dog is getting their needs met on an individual basis so that you guys can come together and have the relationship of your dreams. So let me know. All right, shoot me an email. Let me know what you guys are doing for enrichment. What are you doing to meet your dog's genetic needs above and beyond snuffle mat, above and beyond a stuffed topple, right, or a stuffed food toy? What are you doing to meet your dog's genetic needs? Right? How are you getting to your sniffaries? Right? How are you handling the dog in the car? How are you keeping your dog in a place to truly enjoy that massage? Are you getting them to a quiet room for a massage, or are they getting a massage in the middle of the mall? Because that's two different environments. It's going to give you two different results from the same activity. A massage in a quiet spa room is going to be much more beneficial than a massage in the middle of the mall. Don't overwhelm your dog, right? Don't overwhelm your dog. And, you know, finding places like off-leash sniff spots where you have fenced in areas where your dog can be off-leash. You don't have to be stressed. Your dog can be free. You'll be amazed if you really have that relationship with your dog and you're so scared of off-leash. You might be amazed at how your dog never goes out of sight from you when you go to this off-leash area, even if they can, right? Even if it's a wooded area and they can. You'd be surprised at how often they're going to check in with you and not want to run away, right? Because you're giving them what they need and they're going to want to do it with you. You're their buddy. Now, if you have two dogs, they're probably going to go off and do it themselves. They don't need you. But if it's just you and your dog, you might actually be very surprised. So I encourage you as well. If you are afraid of having your dog off leash, I encourage you. If you feel like you have built a relationship up and you feel good about your relationship, let's put it not to the test. I don't want to say that way, but let's move it forward a little bit. Find a sniff spot and let your dog off leash and just sit back and watch. Take yourself a chair and just sit and let your dog have full range of whatever sniff spot you're in. But acknowledge your dog when they come in and check in on you, or they check to see if you're still there. You can absolutely acknowledge, but just let them be until they come and say, hey, you know what? I've done this and I would like for us to do this together. Then you can go and start walking with them. Check some things out. Check some sticks out together. Check some leaves out together. Go look at a cool rock together. You would be amazed at how beneficial that's going to be for your relationship. I hope this has encouraged you today to really find a way to meet your dog's needs and at the same time building confidence, teaching impulse control, teaching dogs how to deal with the environment through, you know, building resilience, setting them up to where the enrichment we're giving is absolutely beneficial and not just minute because of the environment that we're in. And if you don't have anybody to do that, or you don't know what to do, or you just want someone else to come in and do that for you, if you're local, you let us know. Email us at info@dogspeak101.com. Put unleashed in the subject line. We will add you to the list. And when you're added to the list, you will be the first to have the opportunity to schedule. Like I said, we only have 2 days a week that we're offering, and we're only offering in certain areas. If you're not in that area, but you are interested, it is still possible that we can make that work. So be sure you contact us. And if you're not local, look around in your area and see if anyone else is offering things like this. But I do prefer, instead of you taking your dog somewhere to do it and dropping them off, it being done at the home, or at least your dog being picked up, taken to, say, a sniff spot, and then brought back home so that they're getting good rest, good sleep, and they're feeling safe in the environment so that everything that we've done can actually be ingested by the dog and sent to the places in the body and the brain where it needs to go to feed all of that need. All right, I want to hear from you guys. Let me know what you've been doing for enrichment. What great ideas do you have? I can sometimes be in a box. I sometimes sit back and think, oh my God, I don't know what to do with my dog today. If you have ideas, let me know. I would love to let our listeners know. So shoot me an email and we'll talk about it in an upcoming episode. And if you have any questions that you would like answered on an upcoming episode, let me know as well. You can send those to the same email address. And you can just put episode question or podcast question in the subject line so it does not get lost. If you are interested in any virtual sessions, we do offer virtual sessions for behavior cases as well as puppies. Or if you just need a little guidance on something you've been struggling with, like leash walking, if you struggle with leash walking and you just need a little bit of tweaking, you can absolutely do a virtual with us because we can watch a video of you and tell you pretty easily what you can change in order to make things better. And lastly, if you please don't mind, rate, review, subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast. It helps us find new listeners and it helps new listeners find us. and we certainly appreciate it. Be sure you are following on all of our social media channels. Check out our Patreon as well as our Dog Speak Geek community. Patreon is actually having a new episode added, a podcast episode added that is going to be just specifically for our Patreon members. And that's the only place you're going to be able to listen to it. It will be a little bit of dog training, mostly about the human aspect of things and just dealing with life and life with dogs. And those episodes will not be released to the general public. So if you want to do that, you can go check out our Patreon for as little as $5 a month. You can get all of our extra added stuff on our Patreon account. All right, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode, and I hope that you have an absolutely wonderful, spectacular rest of your week.